Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
World leaders are laughing at Donald Trump. I have talked with military leaders, some of whom worked with you, and they say you're a disgrace. And when you then talk in this way, in a presidential debate, and deny what over and over again are court cases you have lost because you did, in fact, lose that election, it leads one to believe that perhaps we do not have in the candidate to my right the temperament or the ability to not be confused about fact. That's deeply troubling, and the American people deserve better.
She really does have a way of stringing on the sentence in such a way as if to make you think that what she's saying is all tightly connected to each word in the structure that she is laying out for you with this extended analysis of the words and the facts and the perspective. And the other things that she adds in along the way, because she's studied at the William Shatner School of Extended Sentence Production. Which, by the way, some people... it's small stuff that makes me laugh, because, you know, I gotta find something to be entertained by in this... This is the best we got! Okay.
Viktor Orban said it.
Oh, God, not Viktor Orban again. Please. Okay.
Viktor Orban said it. He said the most respected, most feared person is Donald Trump. We had no problems when Trump was president. But when this weak, pathetic man that you saw at a debate just a few months ago, that if he weren't in that debate, he'd be running instead of her. She got no votes. He got 14 million votes. What you did, you talk about a threat to democracy. He got 14 million votes, and they threw him out of office. And you know what? I'll give you a little secret. He hates her. He can't stand her. But he got 14 million votes. They threw him out. She got zero votes. And when she ran, she was the first one to leave because she failed. And now she's running. I don't understand it, but I'm okay with it because
your time is
up. I think we're
going
to do very well.
So we started with Hungary. And they feared him, and Biden is pathetic and also hates her. And then they stole the race from him. I mean, most of that, I don't know about the part about Biden hating her. But, you know, the rest of it, I mean, he's right. I just don't know that the presentation works all that well. Sometimes I think the problem that Trump has, many problems that Trump has, one of the problems that Trump has is... he's not used to thinking about how to persuade the person who doesn't already support him. He's used to the rally, the extended conversation, the podcast for an hour and a half, the long-winded kind of thing. He's not used to tightening it up for the juicy moment. Because there are all kinds of ways to phrase this stuff more effectively, and he doesn't ever quite get there on them. Then again, keep in mind that Kamala Harris, I think if I counted right, answered zero questions last night directly. She got asked a lot of questions. Oh, he also did not answer a lot of questions, okay? But the questions that she got asked that I thought were fair, she did not answer those questions.
Vice President Harris, in December, you said, quote, Israel has a right to defend itself, but you added, quote, it matters how, saying international humanitarian law must be respected. Israel must do more to protect innocent civilians. You said that 9 months ago. Now an estimated 40,000 Palestinians are dead. Nearly 100 hostages remain. Just last week, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said there's not a deal in the making. President Biden has not been able to break through the stalemate. How would you do it?
Well, let's understand how we got here. On October 7th, Hamas, a terrorist organization.
Look, when I am not going to answer a question that you have given me that I want to talk about but not exactly answer, then what I will do is give you a history lesson and demonstrate that I understand the context and how we got here. Because, again, I studied at the William Shatner School of long sentences and subject avoidance. She didn't, by the way, throw in the question that you avoided meeting with Benjamin Netanyahu. Trump had to bring that up, okay? She didn't mention, you know, I mean, she doesn't answer this question. You guys have been working on this, and how is it going? And all she does is speak aspirational notes of the obvious things that everybody knows we want. But saying your wish list to Santa in the Middle East is not the same as having a way to make it happen.
And the way it will end is we need a ceasefire deal and we need the hostages out. And so we will continue to work around the clock on that. Work around the clock, also understanding that we must chart a course for a two-state solution. And in that solution, there must be security for the Israeli people and Israel, and in equal measure for the Palestinians.
Cool, cool. Stop killing each other. Give back the hostages. Two-state solution. Security for Israel and Hamas. See? Easy. Done. How? Oh, well. Let me tell you what happened, how we got here. Because I don't actually have a plan, obviously. Then again, I don't know. Trump has a plan either. We'll get to that in a second. John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
Still no accidents on the board right now, so everything's looking good. I-10, I-110, even through the construction zone, even Highway 29 is looking good this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Just trust me, I'm good. I care about you. I'm the better person. Everything's going to be fine. Of course, when they asked the president for, when they asked the question for Trump, equally no answer.
President Trump, how would you negotiate with Netanyahu and also Hamas in order to get the hostages out and prevent the killing of more innocent civilians in Gaza?
If I were president, it would have never started. If I were president, Russia would have never, ever, I know Putin very well, he would have never, and there was no threat of it either, by the way, for 4 years, have gone into Ukraine and killed millions of people when you add it up. Far worse than people understand what's going on over there.
See, he's onto a really good line of reasoning here. It also does not answer the question. But this is another case where he could have rephrased this ever so slightly and said, look, we are in a terrible situation in the Middle East right now, and we are in this position because of Biden's failures as a president, which Kamala Harris has been a part of. He said all these elements at other places, right? Because of the failure of the Afghanistan withdrawal that wound up in the deaths of our service members, that emboldened Russia to commit their third invasion of a foreign country, Georgia, Ukraine, and now Ukraine again. It also emboldened Iran to fund Hezbollah, Hamas, the Houthis, and threaten everything that's happening in the Middle East. If I had been president, you'll notice when this did happen, when I was president, we didn't have these problems because they respected and feared me. They don't respect and fear Biden. See, it's a different package of the same answer, but that would be persuasive to people. And instead, we go here.
And she mentions about Israel. All of a sudden, she hates Israel. She wouldn't even meet with Netanyahu when he went to Congress to make a very important speech. She refused to be there because she was at a sorority party of hers. She wanted to go to the sorority party. She hates Israel. If she's president, I believe that Israel will not exist within 2 years from now. And I've been pretty good at predictions, and I hope I'm wrong about that one. She hates Israel.
Predicting the end of Israel, especially given that, you know, your base is massively populated by evangelicals who believe that Israel is protected and loved by God, and there might be big conflicts coming, but that Israel's going to get destroyed because of Kamala Harris. If you said instead, look at what she's done to pander to the anti-Israel, pro-terrorist base of college student protesters by not showing up at the speech because she didn't want to be seen to be too closely allied to Benjamin Netanyahu. I mean, you can make that case. Instead, jumping to the she hates Israel stuff is, I mean, and then going farther than that.
At the same time, in her own way, she hates the Arab population because the whole place is going to get blown up. Arabs, Jewish people, Israel will be gone. It would have never happened. Iran was broke under Donald Trump. Now Iran has $300 billion because they took off all the sanctions that I had.
There's a value in understatement.
Of course, President Trump does not understand at all. But it was interesting that this whole conversation devolved into a "she hates Israel, I do not hate Israel" was kind of the "she hates puppies, I do not hate puppies, they eat ducks, they don't eat." I mean, the Springfield, Ohio thing. It just I know I'm not dealing with that just yet. It's amazing. Anyway, here goes. Here's her response.
Oh, that's absolutely not true. I have my entire career and life supported Israel and the Israeli people. He knows that. He's trying to, again, divide and distract from the reality, which is it is very well known that Donald Trump is weak and wrong on national security and foreign policy. It is well known that he admires dictators, wants to be a dictator on day one, according to himself.
It is widely slanderously believed. It's very different from being well known.
It is well known that he said of Putin that he can do whatever the hell he wants and go into Ukraine. It is well known.
God, I would have loved a fact check at that moment or after that comment. Because what he said was, if you don't pay, then I might say. Right? It was all about leveraging NATO and NATO member states to do their fair share, which is, of course, what happened as a result of him saying it. But she keeps, and Biden keeps, and they keep presenting this false mischaracterization of his comment. This is what drives me crazy, because there's so much you really can criticize Trump for, and yet they seize upon lying about him as their form of criticism. We talked about this during the DNC, right? Anyway, here she goes.
It is well known that he said when Russia went into Ukraine, it was brilliant. It is well known he exchanged love letters with Kim Jong-un.
Oh, good Lord.
And it is absolutely well known that these dictators and autocrats are rooting for you to be president again because they're so clear they can manipulate you with flattery and favors. And that is why so many military leaders who you have worked with have told me you are a disgrace.
And of course, his response is to do what the ABC moderators would never do to her all last night, fact check her or criticize her erroneous interpretations of things.
They're in for $250 billion or more.
This is Ukraine.
Because they don't ask Europe, which is a much bigger beneficiary to getting this thing done than we are. They're in for $150 billion less because Biden and you don't have the courage to ask Europe like I did with NATO. They paid billions and billions, hundreds of billions of dollars when I said, either you pay up or we're not going to protect you anymore. So that's maybe one of the reasons they don't like me as much as they like weak people.
Yeah, I mean, that part's correct. And, the quoting of Jens Stoltenberg from NATO and, you know, that he accomplished something with getting NATO member states to pay up, right? That's correct, right? That's he's accurate about that. And also, this was, I thought, kind of an interesting acknowledge, or at least a mention by him.
I want to get the war settled. I know Zelensky very well, and I know Putin very well. I have a good relationship, and they respect your president, okay? They respect me. They don't respect Biden. How would you respect him? Why? For what reason? He hasn't even made a phone call in 2 years to Putin, hasn't spoken to anybody. They don't even try and get it. That is a war that's dying to be settled. I will get it settled before I even become president. If I win, when I'm president-elect, and what I'll do is I'll speak to one, I'll speak to the other, I'll get them together. That war would have never happened.
I will say this. I think it's actually illegal to negotiate on behalf of the United States when you're not the president. So just maybe cautious about getting this solved while you're the candidate, while you're the elected, but not yet president.
Biden had no idea how to talk to him. He had no idea how to stop it. And now you have millions of people dead, and it's only getting worse, and it could lead to World War III. Don't kid yourself, David. We're playing with World War III, and we have a president that we don't even know if he's... Where is our president? We don't even know if he's a president.
And just to clarify
they
here...
They threw him out of a campaign like a dog. We don't even know. Is he our president? But we have a president...
Mr. President...
...that doesn't know he's alive.
I mean, it's a fair question. You know, who's running the government and where is... They threw him out of the race like a dog you eat in Springfield, Ohio. 625 here on News. Come on. It's just the Haitian immigrant thing is outrageous and hilarious all at the same time. Right? And if there's one takeaway that people got from the debate, it's probably that. So overall analysis, I think she did a lot better than people expected. I think he was off message enough and aggravated by her enough. This is actually like a debate. I mean, it was pretty close to a real presidential debate. I thought it was particularly biased, the way the ABC moderators would repeatedly ask him a question when he wouldn't answer, but wouldn't repeatedly ask her the same questions when she wouldn't answer, would fact-check him and not fact-check her, so that was frustrating. But I don't know how the average person reacted, honestly. And who's left that's an average person anyway? 626 News Radio 92.3, John's got traffic for us. John?
No accidents to let you know about right now. Not even any backups either. It's looking really good on I-10, I-110, even Highway 29 flowing into Pensacola. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you've got a plumbing need, you've got a leak, a drip, a weird sound in the wall, or, you know, the pressure is not good or the temperature is not good, or you try to fix and you didn't make the fix and you got to have somebody fix the fix. Barbary Plumbing, flat rate pricing by the job, not by the time. 477-8782.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Yes, it's that time of year when FSU has home games in Tallahassee, and I have two tickets to go watch them play Memphis at the Doak on Saturday noon. If you want to win, be caller number 4-437-1620, 437-1620, caller number 4. Right now, wins FSU tickets for this Saturday against Memphis.
For a 10th anniversary celebration on September 20th and 21st. They're partnering with local favorites like Badass Coffee, Key Nutrition, and more for an unforgettable event. Indulge in delicious food from La Casita Food Truck and 850 Barbecue. But that's not all. They're having numerous firearm raffles with all proceeds benefiting Save Underdogs Rescue. Stop by Jim's Firearms at the corner of Sorrento Road and Blue Angel Parkway, September 20th and 21st, to celebrate a decade of community support. Online at jimsfirearms.net.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
You hear more and more about identity theft in the news every day. That's because so much of your personal info is out of your control, like your insurance provider that has your Social Security number and your favorite retailer that has your payment details. If they get breached, your information's vulnerable. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats. If your identity's stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code PLAY at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
6:30 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We've got David Wayne in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, Andrew, people around the globe remembering the victims of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Today, on the 23rd anniversary of the attacks, family members gathering with local leaders. Of course, the big the remembrance ceremony in Lower Manhattan, happening today for the annual readings of their names.
Right, and as we were watching Francine, it continues to jiggle a little bit to the east. It will not directly affect us, but the outer band, rain, wind, and storm surge, we are expecting overnight tonight.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. The debate started with a handshake.
Kamala Harris, let's have a good debate.
Nice to see you. Have fun.
Thank you. Thank you.
The first at a presidential debate since 2016, and then the shots were fired.
She doesn't have a plan. She copied Biden's plan, and it's like four sentences, like run, spot, run.
If Donald Trump were to be reelected, he will sign a national abortion ban.
It's a lie. I'm not signing a ban, and there's no reason to sign a ban.
Sound courtesy of ABC News. Now, after the debate, Taylor Swift endorsed Harris, signing her Instagram post, Taylor Swift, childless cat lady, in a jab to Trump's running mate, J.D. Vance. Former President Trump, President Biden, Kamala Harris will all be attending 9/11 memorial services in New York and Shanksville, Pennsylvania, on this 23rd anniversary of the attacks. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we have cloudy skies. It is 70 in Pensacola. Well, we are continuing to watch Hurricane Francine as it closes in on the Louisiana coast.
Right now, still a Category 1 storm with winds at about 90 miles per hour. That movement to the north and east expected to continue, though, may sort of accelerate a little bit through this afternoon.
Meteorologist Violetta Yass from NBC. Francine now southwest of Morgan City, Louisiana. The storm expected to make landfall later on today. Of course, ahead of that storm locally, campers evacuated from Fort Pickens yesterday.
Look, they're after our safety. That's all that matters. It's all about being safe.
Those campers talking with Channel 3 shortly after they got the notice to get out. The Gulf Island National Seashore expecting high water and flooding on Fort Pickens Road. Locally, we could see up to a 2-foot storm surge, some high winds as well. No word yet on when the campgrounds will reopen. The park areas, though, will be open today for day use. Also, Escambia County Public Schools canceling their extracurricular activities, practices, and games that were scheduled for this afternoon and this evening due to some possible severe weather from Francine. The normal school day is happening as scheduled today, and Georgetown Technical College also will be holding their classes as scheduled later tonight. A local Air Force captain asking for support. She's competing in the Miss Veteran America competition.
It's a competition that is more than titles, even though it kind of does sound like a pageant. It celebrates the women behind the uniform to remind our country and our population that although we are service members, we're also wives, daughters, and mothers.
That is Captain Eileen Clemens, and she addressed the Santa Rosa Board of Commissioners this week. The Miss Veteran America competition benefits homeless female veterans and their children. Clemens told her story about growing up in a home ravaged by a divorce. She said without community support, her mother may have ended up homeless, and she might not have had the success that she has at this point. Captain Clemens was looking for support and sponsors for the competition. We have posted some information on our website and app, so you can find that online, newsradio923.com. Also, Santa Rosa County Commissioners will be voting on a pilot program later this week that would allow folks to walk their dogs on the multi-use path at Tiger Point Park. That idea brought forward by Commissioner Colton Wright.
Numerous times when I go to the park just to check in on things, I notice people walking dogs around the perimeter on that path. And personally, I don't see any problem with that. However, they're technically violating the county ordinance by having a dog in the park. One individual comes to mind. There's a retired deputy from another community that has a Belgian Malinois, you know, much like our sheriff's department used for their canines, for their apprehension dogs, and he walks his, and he lives in a condo very close by.
And Wright says he doesn't see the point in making that a violation in the county. He says that allowing dogs on the path would encourage a sense of community, and proposed a pilot program at the park where dog waste stations would be installed on the path, and also some new signage would be put up noting that dogs are allowed on the path but not on the sports fields. Commissioners will be voting on that program at Thursday's meeting. 6:35. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. No accidents still. Everything is looking good. I-10, I-110 are flowing very smoothly. Just a minor delay if you're headed into East Milton from downtown Milton. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Our Channel 3 forecast.
60% chance of showers and thunderstorms today. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies, high near 81. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 72. On Wednesday, 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Rain chances increase as we go later into your day on Wednesday with a chance of severe weather as Francine makes landfall Wednesday morning. As we go into Wednesday afternoon, things are looking around 79 degrees with a low near 75. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And thank you very much, Brooke. Appreciate that update. We have 70 degrees right now in Pensacola. It is 71 in Gulf Breeze, and we've got 69 reported in Milton. Our market reports.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The UK economy continued to flatline in July on a month-over-month basis, according to the Office for National Statistics. Gross domestic product came in below the expectations of economists polled by Reuters, who had forecast growth of 0.2%. Britain's dominant services sector showed slight growth of 0.1% in the month of July. Shares of 7&i Holdings fell 3% following a report that the U.S. Federal Trade Commission could launch a potential investigation into a possible deal with Canada's Alimentation Couche-Tard. Couche-Tard shares also slid more than 1%. Couche-Tard last month made a $38.5 billion bid for the Japanese retail company. Antitrust authorities have asked 7&i, which owns 7-Eleven, to retain all relevant documents for review. Futures are slightly lower ahead of today's inflation data. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials lost 92. That's your money now.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all of that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Did you know Pensacola's hidden gem is powering the future? The Port of Pensacola isn't just a name. It's an economic engine driving our region's success. Home to over 20 powerhouse companies like C-Mex Materials, General Electric, Verona Wind Energy, and the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. This port is fueling growth and prosperity every day. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the backbone of Northwest Florida's economy. Discover how it's shaping our future at portofpensacola.com.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy. easy.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out tomorrow morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
The backup to today's hearing, the county has supplied what appears to be plans for infrastructure, use of these funds for infrastructure, for sidewalks, for lighting, and not related to children's funds or children's programming. We would ask that you grant the exemption and consider entering into an interlocal agreement with the trust, wherein we could partner together for the expenditure of the funds.
This is Attorney Meredith Bush talking during the Escambia County Commission meeting on behalf of the Escambia Children's Trust. You remember the issue here, and it's a little complicated to explain, so I'm probably not going to go into too much detail. The short version is that we voted for half a mil. It's actually like 0.463 or something like that. It's not quite 0.5. So that means on $1,000, you pay 43 cents of valuation for your home. Okay, $300,000 home pays like 120 bucks a year, if that is maybe an easier way to think about it. And this generates, you know, several million dollars a year, I think on the order of $10 million a year for the trust. And then they're supposed to spend it on things that benefit childhood education and health and making life better, especially for the poorest of our kids, so that they can have a better environment from which to learn, and they'll do better in school, and they'll have jobs, and they won't become criminals. And that's kind of the idea of the Children's Trust, right? And then what happened is somebody discovered after the fact that when you put an additional property tax like this on, if you put it onto a CRA, which is kind of like the sort of blighted, depressed areas of town, if you want to think of it that way, where the money that redevelops into those areas, you're supposed to take the money on increase in property taxes and go back into those areas. Well, the law says that if you put on something like this Escambia Children's Trust tax, that money is supposed to go back to the CRA unless the county itself, which is the CRA in a different form, okay, unless the county grants an exemption, all right? So they said, give us back the money, the county commissioners said, give us back the money, $1.2 million, $400,000 a year, 3 years in the past that hasn't been collected and going forward. And the Children's Trust says, why don't you partner with us? Why don't you let us keep the money and work on these things together and we can, you know, be happy? And instead, the county says, no, we don't trust you with the money. You're not doing a good job and we need this money for other things. I disagree with this. We've talked about this a little bit, but I wanted to go into detail because it's important. The focus in the conversation was from Mike Kohler and Lumen May and Stephen Berry, the county commissioners who voted to keep it, and Jeff Bergosh, was we need this money for county stuff. You don't need this money for Escambia Children's Trust stuff.
I would like to have a multi-use field at Lexington Terrace Park. I drive up W Street, which is in Commissioner May's district, and there's about 200 majority African-American kids playing football on a baseball field. We don't have a multi-use field. I mean, and how many people asked me to do that? Now, that's something that could help kids.
Okay, but that wasn't why we voted for this tax. We didn't vote for this tax to make ball fields. And, you know, if they're earning $10 million a year and we're taking, you know, we're kind of not allowing them to keep half a million of that every year, that's a significant amount of programming that doesn't go towards the things we actually voted for.
In the scope of things, it does eat into your budget, but it's like less than 5%. I want to support the Children's Trust, but I don't really believe this would hurt the trust to a point where we couldn't do programs as well as help the neighborhood services.
I mean, should we take 5% of the county's money away and see if you care? Like, it's just all these, I thought, bad arguments. Okay, and listen, I was not a big advocate for the Children's Trust. I think the Children's Trust has not done a great job. I think part of their problem is that the perception of them is not great, and a lot of people would unvote their vote. And if they come up for renewal in 7 years, I think a lot of people are not going to vote to renew it. But this is the decision we made, and the money's supposed to go for a set of purposes, and the money should go for those purposes. Otherwise, what you've done is, and I think the county commission did this, is they turned the children's benefit money, the childhood education and general welfare to promote education, which is the way it was sold to me, okay? You're turning that tax increase from being a tax for kids' educational benefit, poverty relief, improving the lives so that we have better outcomes, you're turning it into a general property tax. Which is why I say that the vote, 4-0, to keep the money means they made it a property tax increase. Because in CRA areas, what the county did was turn a child educational benefit fund into a straight property tax. And so all of these Republicans on the board who like to brag about how they haven't raised property taxes, raised property taxes with this vote by half a mil, or not quite half a mil. And I think that matters. Because if you read the explanation in the backup that Meredith Bush kind of talked about, it would mean that almost any use would qualify according to them. We'll come back to this in a second. John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility and great pay and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today. That's progressive.com/careers. Seeing some backups right now. If you're on 98 from the Navarre Beach Bridge heading eastbound, you're going to see some delays, maybe about 10 to 12 minute delay making your way eastbound on that. Other than that, no accidents to report. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. So if you are, you've got a company, you've got employees, you got to deal with benefits like health and dental and vision, life and disability and human resources and payroll. Hey, because you have employees, that's good. Your company's growing, that's good. But do you have the best benefits for them? Do you have the easiest to manage systems for yourself? Or does this stuff drive you crazy? Hey, whatever the situation is, why don't you call Torgerson Cause? They're a local employee benefits agency, and just see if they might be able to help. You know what? They might sit down and look at what you're doing and be like, you got it great. You're good. They might sit down and say, okay, here's what we can do differently. Here's what we can do better. Here's how we can save them money or give them choices. Because I know here at News Radio in Cat Country, about 3 years ago we started with them, and they have been fantastic. You know, they can't make miracles happen. The insurance market is what it is, terrible. But we get the best of the terrible from them. And I appreciate that. They gave us choices we didn't have before and customer service like we've never had before. So if you want to find out whether they might be able to help you, Torgerson Causey, you can give them a call, 433-9996, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. Back to the vote to keep the money that would have gone into the Children's Trust instead into the Community Redevelopment Agency, a vote which I think was essentially a property tax increase. They turned a childhood fund tax increase into a straight property tax increase. In the backup for the meeting, this was what was written by Wes Moreno, the county administrator. While the act does not expressly authorize the use of tax increment revenues for children's programs or services, the CRA's expenditure of tax increment revenues within each redevelopment area directly benefits the purpose for which the Escambia Children's Trust was created by improving the, and here's where you got to pay attention, the lives, health, and well-being of children and their families through the provision of, this is the key part, safe, affordable housing, street lighting, infrastructure improvements, sidewalks, community centers, parks, playgrounds, and other amenities within the redevelopment areas. Is that list of basic infrastructure what you thought you were voting for if you voted for the Escambia Children's Trust tax? It's not what I thought we were voting for. And based on that definition, what wouldn't qualify? They want the $400,000 a year and the $1.2 million, and they're going to get it. And they voted for it, 4-0, in order to do street lighting in parks. Or as they kept bringing up, the sheriff, you know, had asked for cameras in the poor areas. Okay, good. I mean, parks and streetlights and sidewalks and cameras are all good things. They are good things. But you should be putting them up anyway. That stuff that's like core basic government functioning. And to pretend that you can't afford to do core basic government functioning unless you grab this money from the Children's Trust that the voters voted for to benefit childhood educational outcomes. I mean, this is bad. Again, I wasn't a big supporter of the trust. I think they've had problems. And they put money into things that they probably shouldn't have put money into, and it's been poorly managed. Okay, I think we're on the verge of it being quite a bit better with Lindsay Cannon. But, you know, this was a money grab by commissioners who, at least when this was first brought up to them, especially, you know, Stephen Barry, acted like, well, how dare you question us on this? And how dare you say this is going to go to benefit schools and community, you know, comprehensive schools that are meant to service the community? That's Kevin Adams' idea. Like, the same kind of program we've done at a couple of various schools, let's expand that to 10 over the next 5 years. Let's really do these community partnership schools where we help kids in the school get health care and dental care and, you know, mentoring and just all different kinds of things that they need. Like, that's a really good use of Escambia Children's Trust money. Remember, Stephen Barry was irritated because that made it sound like we were taking money away from those programs. Well, you're taking money away from those programs in order to do, well, cameras or parks or sidewalks or street lighting, which again are good things, but are not the reason for the trust and not the reason why we voted for it. So I agree with the Escambia Children's Trust. I was disappointed by this vote. I expected the vote to be 3-1. I was the most disappointed by Mike Kohler because I normally agree with him a lot. And this was kind of the first time where he's really done something where I disagree with him. I expect Stephen Barry and Lumen May and Jeff Bergosh to grab the money. I mean, that's what I expect. Okay. That's not surprising to me. I didn't expect Mike Kohler to go along with it. 437-1620, 437-1620. I'm Andrew McKay.
Is your house making you sick? Learn about the hazards lurking in your home that can affect your health due to high humidity levels and excess moisture. High humidity levels and excess moisture inside the home are the leading cause of insect infestation, mold, mildew, musty odors, and fungi, which can result in making you sick. Condensations on windows and vents, blistering or peeling paint, and cupping of hardwood floors are all signs of high humidity levels and excess moisture. Learn more today at 9 on Pep Talk with Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions.
Big Time Entertainment presents live in concert the legendary Oak Ridge Boys in Pensacola. Members of the Grand Ole Opry, Country Music Hall of Fame, and 5-time Grammy Award winners, the Oak Ridge Boys. The Oak Ridge Boys. The Oak Ridge Boys American Made Farewell Tour. Sunday, October 6th at the Sanger Theater in Pensacola.
My baby, it's America.
More than 30 top 10 hits and over a dozen number ones. The Oak Ridge Boys, one night only.
After y'all come back, salute.
Get your tickets now at the Sanger Theater box office or Ticketmaster.com.
And we will sail away on the wings of love into the night.
The Oak Ridge Boys.
Yes, I'm setting.
Don't miss the Oak Ridge Boys at the Sanger Theater in Pensacola, October 6th.
At the height of hurricane season, are you sure your data is backed up? I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. Hurricanes can cause severe damage to buildings and IT infrastructure. Test your backups now to ensure your access in an emergency. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
And they'll watch the game. It'll be as if they'd dipped themselves in magic waters. The The memories will be so thick, they'll have to brush them away from their faces.
I know yesterday was James Earl Jones Day, but I was watching a little bit of Field of Dreams last night and I couldn't help myself. It's so good. It's just so good. 6:55 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. We have a hurricane headed towards our west, towards central east Louisiana's coast, and we'll talk about that in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. If you're headed 98 eastbound, right after the Navarre Beach Bridge, the left lane is blocked due to an accident. Still trying to get more information on this, but just let you know about that. A listener called in with that. Thank you for the tip. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly right now, not seeing any delays. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, a new federal report says incomes in the U.S. went up last year. I guess they forgot to tell me about that. The Census Bureau released figures on Tuesday that showed household incomes went up from $77,000 to $80,000 per year, the first overall rise in U.S. incomes since the start of COVID in 2020. Israel proposing allowing Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar safe passage out of Gaza if the group frees the remaining hostages kidnapped in October. A senior Israeli official told Bloomberg News on Tuesday that the offer would extend to Sinwar, his family, and whoever wants to join him as long as the captives are all freed. And coming out of Texas yesterday, a single ticket winning the Mega Millions lotto jackpot. That was up to apparently $800 million.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 6:57 here on News Radio 92.3. I was kind of chatting about this with a friend and, you know, said that the whole issue of it being a property tax increase, the Escambia Children's Trust, now that they've converted that money to just CRA property taxes, to me, it's a small scale version of the bait and switch kind of thing is what it feels like. It feels like lottery money for education. You know, we're going to put the lottery in and we're going to get all this bonus money. And then they wind up just, you know, not really increasing funding for education and just replacing general fund money with it. Like, that's always been the knock on the Children's Trust from the beginning, is it's just going to be bait and switch. And this is what this feels like. That's why it's frustrating. Again, as somebody who didn't really massively support or oppose, you know, the Children's Trust, I just had my concerns, and it sort of seems like more and more of those concerns are coming true. Hey, if you are seeking a new career path, or you seek personal enrichment courses like history or art or physics or, you know, whatever, just want to learn something, or you want to, you know, get college credit as a high school student at Pensacola State College, it's a great resource. It really is. There's all kinds of reasons people take classes that, you know, we used to call them junior colleges or community colleges or now state colleges, but it's the same basic function of, you know, an educational opportunity for all kinds of reasons, all kinds of learners, including non-traditional ones. My kids did dual enrollment there. Free for high school students, no cost for classes, no cost for books. They got to take college classes in high school, get high school and college credit. And, you know, two of the older boys both went to university with a year and a half of college credit. Pretty good program. And my youngest one is at there now. Huge resource for the traditional or the non-traditional student, and great for my family. Pensacola campus, Warrington, Milton Century, South Santa Rosa Center, downtown Pensacola, and Santa Rosa Industrial Park East. Find out what PSC can do to help you reach your future goals at pensacolastate.edu. This storm, Francine, it keeps just ever so slightly moving to the east. Okay, you kind of got to look by where the center of the cone is. It's not going to come to us, okay? But it is going to be a Category 1, maybe almost a Category 2 hurricane when it makes landfall later on today, this evening, along the Louisiana Gulf Coast. The problem is not direct impact. The problem is the bands. Alan Strum was so good explaining this last night, and he put up the forecast, and it showed us in Pensacola right in the heart of that first major band. So what's going to happen is we get rain, maybe 4 to 6 inches. We get wind 20 to 40 miles an hour. We get storm surge of a foot to two, but we are on the dirty side, which means we're at a really strong risk of tornadoes. And so he was saying, don't be surprised by that. So I'm planning for a very severe thunderstorm tonight, you know, putting things away that need to be put away and being prepared.